Talking today with Cody McKinley, Assistant Vice President of State and National Relations with the National Pork Producers Council. And Cody, you're talking with folks today here at the Oklahoma Pork Congress about a variety of things. Trade particularly kind of set the stage right now for what the pork industry is facing as far as trade goes right now and kind of its, economic situation at the moment.
Yeah, you know, producers have been battling trade barriers here for a long time, and here in this administration, we've had a few hiccups, but we understand where the president's at, and we hope that he's going in the right direction here, and just trying to share the message of what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, you started things off talking about trade, saying that when looking at the situation that we're in, you need a lot of perspective and kind of a grasp on how things are changing. And you talked a little bit about how it's more kind of a power versus opportunity situation.
Well, I think, you know, the president came in and has really been focused on and righting some of these trade deficits, right? He's focused on countries that we have an imbalance with, and that's understandable. And to get them to the table, he's used tariffs, which is clearly an effective practice. He's done a number of things to get China to the table and working with the Japanese and even the renegotiations within USMCA. And so it's definitely at a different time than it was even 10 years ago.
Yeah. Kind of talking about some of those deals specifically, earlier this year, back in May, the 20% tariff on the metal tariffs that have impacted Mexico and Canada, those have since been lifted. And I understand that MPPC was very instrumental in getting that deal done to kind of pave the way forward to the next thing, which is USMCA, which that is kind of the linchpin right now to a lot of these other trade negotiations going on. What are you all asking for with USMCA? Obviously, ratification is a number one priority for not only the pork industry, but all of agriculture.
No, exactly. And I think, you know, all of agriculture is coming to the barnyards, coming together and getting ramped up to look for passage on this. But we know it takes time, right? And folks have to work through the issues that are out there and look at the agreement as a whole. And so we're hoping that this fall there's an opportunity to put it in front of Congress, get a vote on it, and get this baby implemented.
Do you have any idea what the likelihood of that is right now? I know the time frame they've talked about, maybe September, October. What are you thinking?
Oh, great question. You know, that's really a question for our trade team, and Maria Ziba. But, I'm really hopeful. I think things are heading in the right direction. All the discussions I've been privy to with the folks out in the countryside is, hey, we've talked to our legislators. They seem to be on board. They have a few questions, which we hope are getting ironed out, and sooner than better.
Yeah. And obviously Mexico has already passed the agreement through their Congress there. But do you think Canada, what do you think once the U.S., if they make a move, you think they'll probably act in conjunction with that?
Oh, definitely. I think the Canadians have recessed here this summer. And so we hope that, if push comes to shove, we get it out, that they would call a special conference or a special session and come in and vote on it. And we have good reason to believe that may be the case, yeah.
Of course, the next step then is looking at Asia. We have China right now, as well as Japan, two big deals that we're looking at. How are negotiations going in the Eastern Hemisphere?
You know, that's another question for Maria. But, I think that communication is key, and they're continuing to meet, and they're continuing to talk, and that's a good thing. As things move forward, we're continuing to lose market share in both of those countries every day that we're negotiating these deals. But, like I said, we know the president's working to right some things that have been wrong for a while and working through that. But, you know, the sooner that we can get these things going, the sooner that our producers have the opportunity to send pork into those markets, big, huge opportunities for us.
Yeah, I mean, just talking about China brings up the notion of African swine fever. We're kind of at that 1 year mark since the first signs of that disease showed up. What's the significance of that? And like you said, presents big opportunities for U.S. producers.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I think everyone's just kind of get their arms around what's all happening there, what the overall effects are. We're seeing it spread into Vietnam and some other countries there in Southeast Asia. And so those are areas that eat a lot of pork. And so as we think about our producers here and look at the global markets, China has always been a big player. They will continue to be. And with the losses that have been mentioned and put out there, there's just so much opportunity for producers to get some good pork into China.
Yeah, and obviously China is one of the largest producers of swine in the world. So the effects of this whole situation are going to be long-lasting, I would assume, knowing the losses that they've had.
Right. I mean, when you think about the losses, especially when it's to sows and breeding animals, that'd be supplying the little pigs, that'd be supplying the pork. You don't replace those in a day. You don't replace those even in 6 months. It's tough, and there's the numbers that we're hearing come out of China. It's going to be a long tail on this and a long time before they get back to the production that they've been accustomed to here the last couple of years.
So, of course, this all circling back again to the importance of trade and getting things done. What do producers and the industry collectively need to do to make sure that trade remains a top priority and that action is taken soon? Obviously, this has kind of been a thing that's dragged out a little more than people would have hoped.
Right. Coming into this fall, it's all about talking to your House members and your senators. We got to get them to a level of comfort with the agreement and make sure that they have all of their questions answered so that they can vote on it. Time is really of the essence as it comes to that. Looking forward, when the Japan deal gets negotiated, it's going to be a quick turnaround. And we hope that everyone has the opportunity to take a look at the negotiated deal, get their questions answered, and let's get it voted on.
Yeah. One last final question for you is one area we didn't talk about was the United Kingdom and the European Union. Where are we at with that? I know that they've always kind of tried to avoid talking about agriculture when it comes to trade negotiations.
Right, they have. And we've always continued to ask for them to continue to negotiate with agriculture, right? We have a precedent in the United States that every agreement that we've negotiated, at least to my knowledge, has included agriculture. And so we'd ask just to continue that precedent, you know. We know that there's a lot of differences in opinion of how animals are raised and the products that are produced and those sort of things, and that's what the negotiations are all about. It's getting down at the table, talking about those things, figuring them out, and making a deal.